Tess Amud Beis. The Gemara has been discussing the different views of different Tanayim in terms of what the king brings, in terms of what the Kohen Gadol brings. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Modeh. Write a little, just a few lines before the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Moder Rebelezer Shein Mevi Asham." Rebelezer agrees that a king does not bring an Asham Talui. Even though Rebelezer holds that in regards to the sliding scale carbon, it's the same as any other chatas. And if a king does one of the sins that normally garner the obligation of a sliding scale carbon, the king has to bring a male goat and not its sliding scale carbon. But he agrees that in regards to Asham Talui, it's different, and that a king does not bring an Asham Talui. So that means that if a king wasn't sure if he walked into the temple while impure, there wouldn't be an obligation of Asham Talui. Because even though while walking into the temple impure on purpose creates kares, but since the shogig, it's not a normal katas, there's no obligation of Asham Talui, because Asham Talui is when you're in a suffix about whether you did that which would have created a normal carbon katas. But here, with the sliding scale carbon, there's no obligation of the normal carbon katas. Tani Tana Kamedir Rav Sheshes, there was a Tana, a student who taught in front of Rav Sheshes, a brisa. The brisa says, "Talui baal tumas mitish v'kadashav." Where it disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan, the brisa says that an asham talui is brought when someone's unsure if they entered the temple while impure, and if it's a king would also bring an asham talui if he was unsure if he entered the temple while impure. Amar leis, Rav Sheshes said to that student, "Amar lach mani." Who is this brisa following? Rebbe Lezer, he d'amar hol v'nemer bo karis kiva kavua maisi nasi sara lea. Is it Rebbe Lezer who holds that since if it was done on purpose, walking into the temple while impure, there would be kares? Therefore, if a king by mistake walked into the temple while impure, he has to bring a sa'ir. I v'amr Reb Yochanan, but Reb Yochanan said, "Mother Reb Elazar shein mevi asham tali." But Reb Yochanan said, "Reb Elazar, even Reb Elazar would agree that if a king wasn't sure if he entered the temple while impure, there is no obligation of asham tali." So Gemara says, "Okay, Kasha, it's a problem. The Brisa is a problem, but in the end, the Brisa is against Reb Yochanan." Hadran Allah, Hora Koin Mashiach, v'Hadrach Alan. All right, next parak. Kohen Mashiach, let's say you have a Kohen Gadol, an anointed Kohen, Shechata, and he committed his sin, which as we've learned, if he sins by mistake, he doesn't bring a Se'ira or a Kizba, he brings a Par, he brings a bull. So let's say he committed a sin. Now it has to be that his sin was like the nation's sin. He has to give himself a ruling, and then he has to follow his ruling. So if you have an anointed Kohen who gives himself a ruling and then follows the ruling, but before the offering could be brought, he stopped being the Kohen Gadol. Let's say he was in a car accident and he ends up with a mum kavua. He is now blemished, so it's impossible for him to do service. So he has to leave being Kohen Gadol. So now what happens? What happens with a nasi shechata? A king commits an avera by mistake. Normal. A king who commits an avera has to bring a male goat, even if he didn't give himself a ruling first. So the king committed the Avera. And then he was removed from being king. Something happened. He couldn't be king anymore. He abdicated. So does he still bring his carbon of a male goat? Or do we say that since now by the time he's bringing, he's a regular person, even though the sin occurred when he was a king, he should bring a female goat or a female sheep? Says the Mishnah, Kohen Mashiach may be par. We look at the moment when the sin was performed. So the Kohen Gadol still has to bring a bull. V'anasi may be sire. And the king still has to bring a male goat. All right, so that was a case where he committed the sin and then he lost the position. What about the other way? Mashiach Shavar Mimashichaso. Let's say the Kohen Gadol lost the position of Kohen Gadol. V'yachakachata. And then he committed the sin. Or Nasi, or the king, Shavar Migdulaso, was removed from his position. V'yachakachata. And then he committed the sin when he no longer had the position. So Kohen Mashiach Mevi Par. The Kohen Gadol, even though when he was removed, still has to bring the bull. Because the status of Kohen Gadol really never leaves. Maybe he can't do the job, but he's still a Kohen Gadol. Once he was anointed, he's a Kohen Gadol forever. So he still has to bring a bull. V'anasi kehedjot. Whereas the king, once he loses the position, then he's just a regular person. So a regular person who does a sin brings a female goat or a female sheep.
Rabbi, who elected the Kohen Gadol? Is that Sanhedrin?
The other Kohanim, it sounds like, right? So Gadleu Me'echav, make him bigger from his brethren. So I guess the other Kohanim together with the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin has to appoint him.
And who could bring him down? The same people?
Well, if he can't do it, he can't be it, right? If he has a blemish, he can't do it.
No, I understand, but how about if he does some sins or some averas?
So a sin would not remove him. He would get Malkus and he would still be Kohen Gadol.
Averas?
Again, he would get hit, but he wouldn't be removed.
And Rabbi,
so then what basis they remove him then?
If he has a blemish.
Only blemish.
He can't do the job.
So if he has a blemish, does that free people that are trapped in the city of refuge?
No.
Does not.
I don't
only
think so.
If he dies.
I think if he dies, correct. So again, the Mishnah said that a Kohen Gadol is different than a king. He stays Kohen Gadol even when he's not able to do the job anymore. So therefore, if he commits a sin, then he still has to bring the bull. A king, not. If he's not a king anymore, he's a regular person. If he commits a sin, he has to bring a seir or a kizba. And the Mishnah began by saying that if a Kohen Gadol or a king committed the sin, and then they lost the position, so then they still bring their special karbanos. Asks the Gemara, Ashti Yesh Lomar, Avram Shichaso, V'yacha Kachata Mevi Par. Once you say at the end of the Mishnah that even after the Kohen Gadol was removed from the job, because he has a blemish, if he sins, he still brings a bull. So the first part is obvious. So Chata, he was Kohen Gadol when he sinned. V'yachakach av mishichaso. And then he was removed from the job because he gets a blemish. Tzvicha l'meimar, so certainly he still brings a bull. So Gemara says, you're right. The point of the Kohen Gadol is not so necessary. Mishum d'ktani gabe nasi. Where it is necessary is in regards to a king. Since we say in regards to a king, a king, we say like this, there is a difference. If he lost the position and then he does the sin, he brings only a kizbor seira. But if he committed the sin and then he loses the position, he still brings his special carbon of a sire. So there it was important to make this distinction. So then once we're doing it for a king, we just throw in Kohen Gadol. Achi, therefore, Tani Gabe Mashiach. It says with the Kohen Gadol, Chata, if he sinned, V'yachakach Avra, then he lost the position. Maybe Pai brings the bull. Even though that's not a Chiddush, because there is a Chiddush in regards to a king. So since we have to say in regards to a king, that if when he sinned, he was still king, he brings the offering of a king. We say in regards to a Kohen Gadol, if he sinned when he was still Kohen Gadol, he brings the offering of a Kohen Gadol. But the truth of the Kohen Gadol, once you say the second point, that's obvious. Once you say that if he sinned after being Kohen Gadol, he brings the offering of Kohen Gadol. Certainly, if he sinned while he was Kohen Gadol, he brings the offering of Kohen Gadol. That's true. But since we have to say it for king, because for king it isn't obvious, because for a king, if he sins after he's a king, he doesn't bring the offering of king. That's why he said it for Kohen Gadol too. Says the Gemara, Minani Miri, how do you know this point, that a Kohen Gadol, even after he's been removed from the position, he still brings the offering of a Kohen Gadol if he sinned after he was removed from the position? The Tan Rabbanan we learned in a Braisa. The verse says, "Imakoyin haMashiach yechtal ashmasam." If the anointed Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, will sin to the crime of the people, the Kriv al Chataso Asher Chata, he should bring for his sin that he sinned, parben bakar tamim laHashem lechatas, a bull whole for God as a sin offering. Malamed, this teaches you, shemevi chataso, he brings his sin offering, mi sheavar, even if it was after he was removed from the position. I think because it says, V'kriv al chataso. And he'll bring on his sin. In other words, the sin that he did already. The sin that he did in the past.
Anyhow, Rabbi, he
so what do you mean a sin in the past? In other words, even if after he was removed, he still brings the carbon. Actually, I see here in the footnote, they say that the Rimilunil says it's from the words Asher Chata. See, once it says Al Chata So, why did it also have to say Asher Chata? Right. So the added words are to include that even if he will sin after he's removed from the position, he also has to bring this bowl. Says the Gemara, Sheyachav Alodinu. You would have thought that maybe you could figure this out from logic. Let's say it like this. Umanasi Shemevi. A king, he brings his special carbon of a male goat by a mere mistake, even without issuing a ruling about it. He mistaken identification. He has to bring the goat. Nevertheless, if he's been removed from the position and then he sins, he doesn't bring a goat. So Mashiach, that I would have thought that a Kohen Gadol, he doesn't bring a carbon if he just makes a mistake. He only brings a carbon if he made a wrong ruling and then he follows his wrong ruling. So then I would say, so he's it's harder to obligate the Kohen Gadol than it is to obligate the king. So lo kol shekein, so certainly the Kohen Gadol, once he's no longer Kohen Gadol, doesn't bring the offering of Kohen Gadol. Tama lomar, that's the pasuk had to say, that there's a pasuk. V'kriv al chata so asher chata, the extra words, asher chata, alamit shemevi al chata so mishavar, teach you that he has to bring his special carbon of a bull, even if he committed the sin after he was removed from the position. So the Gemara now asks, so if that's true, if you have such logic, so then we should say that a king who commits his sin after he's removed from his position also brings his special carbon of a male goat. Mikal v'chomer, based on this kal v'chomer. So like this, a Kohen Gadol, it's hard to obligate him. If he just makes a mistake, he doesn't get obligated. Whereas, nevertheless, maybe chatas mishavar, even after he's removed from his position, he would still have to bring his special carbon if he did a sin. So nasi so a king, she maybe chatas b'shigas maisa, a king who brings the carbon chatas by means of a mere mistake, it's easier to obligate a king. So certainly, you know, didn't you? Maybe chatas mishavar. So certainly you should obligate him if he did his sin, even after he's removed from the position. Tam alom, that's what the pasuk has to say. No, there's a pasuk to exclude king. The verse says, asher nasi yecheta. It doesn't say if a nasi will sin, as we'll see soon. It doesn't say im nasi yecheta. It says asher nasi yecheta. So that's to say, kishu nasi. If he sins when he's a nasi, when he's the prince, when he's the king in, then he has to bring a special carbon, a male goat. But kishu hedjotlo, but if he's not nasi, when he is a simple individual because he lost the position, if he sins then, he doesn't bring a special carbon. He brings a normal carbon of a simple individual, a female sheep, or a female goat. Next Mishnah. Okay, so we spoke about a king or a Kohen Gadol who sin after they are removed from their positions. What about if they sin before they were appointed to their position? So let's say you have a Kohen Gadol or a king that chatu atchalo nismanu before they were appointed, v'yachikach, and after they commit their sin as individuals. Then before they actually offer their offering, nismanu, they are appointed to the position of king or Kohen Gadol. So do we look at the moment when the sin was performed? Or do we look at the moment when the sacrifice is being brought for that sin? The answer is we look at the moment when the sin is performed. They still bring the carbon of regular individuals, a female goat or a female sheep. That's the view of the Tanakam, the Chachamim. However, Rabbi Shimon says it depends on their knowledge. If they became aware that they had committed a sin before they had been appointed, so then they're obligated to bring the carbon of a regular person, a Seira or a Kizba. But if they became informed, Nishanismanu, after they were appointed, then Peturin, then Rabbi Shimon says they're exempt entirely. Because Rabbi Shimon says we don't only look at the moment of sin. We look at the moment of sin plus the moment of knowledge. So therefore, at the moment of sin, they were hedyotos. So that would, in theory, give them an obligation of a carbon hedyot. But since they only became informed about it when they were already special people, Kohen Gadol or king, So then already part of what's obligating them is a moment of a different obligation. So since they don't have one obligation, therefore they don't have to bring anything at all.
So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a clean slate when they become...
There's nothing that they can bring. They don't fit. They don't bring anything.
But Rabbi, those Kohen Gadols that they died when they went to Kurdish tradition.
Right.
They seen something before...
Yeah.
Or when they went inside, they did something
wrong. Maybe when
they
went inside, they didn't have the right thoughts. That also could have caused them to die. Yeah. They weren't deserving to go into such a place. Ezeu nasi. What's the definition of prince that we keep talking about bringing a male goat? Zemelech. That's a reference to the king. Shenamar, as it says, Asher nasi yechta v'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem elokav. Someone who does, the prince who sins, and he violates one of the mitzvos of Hashem, his God. That means Shein al gabav el Hashem alakav is that the person who there's no one over him other than Hashem is God. I mean, that's the king; he's the top guy in the society. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili. How do we know this law that if the Kohen Gadol or the king sinned before they got their position, and then they get their position, and now it's time to bring their carbon, that they bring a kizbor or a seira like a regular person? The Tana Rabbana, because we went in a brisa. The pasuk says, "Im haKohen Amashiach yechtol Hashmasam." If the anointed Kohen will sin to the crime of the people, if he will sin when he's a Kohen HaMashiach. So that means, prat lekodamos, to exclude the sins that he did before he became a Kohen Gadol. Those, he only brings, he's like everybody else, brings a kizbor seira. Now, it's a kal v'chomer, which has to be disproven. Valo dinu. He could have said a kal v'chomer, could have said like this. Umanasi, a king, she may be b'shigas maisa. It's easy to obligate a king because he has to bring, even when it's just a mere mistake. And nevertheless, ain maybe alakotmos, he doesn't bring an offering of a male goat for sins he did before he became king. So Mashiach, so Kohen Gadol, Shein Mevi El Elam Davar, Im Shigas Maisa, it's harder to obligate him, he only has to bring his special offering if he made a ruling, and he did, it's followed his ruling. So Ein Odin Shelo Yavi El HaKodmo, so certainly it should be logic that he can't bring about for the sins that he did before he became Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara, the Raisa says, lo, there wouldn't have been such a Kal V'chomer. Because I would say like this, Im Amar to Benasi, maybe with a king you have this law, because the king doesn't bring his special carbon once he loses the position. If he then does a sin after he lost the position, he doesn't bring his special carbon. But as we learned before, a Kohen Gadol does bring his special offering even when he did the sin after he lost the position. So I had a thought, since he's more obligated than a king, he has to bring his special karban even when he does the sin after he loses his position. So Yaviaf al Kodmos, maybe he should also bring his karban for sins that he did before he got the position. Tam alone, that's what we needed the pasuk. Im hakohen hamashiach yachta, chata kishu mashiach mevi, kishu hedut ino mevi. If the Kohen who is anointed will sin, if he does the sin when he's anointed, then he brings, otherwise not. Says the Braisa, V'tanya Nami, Gabe Nasi, Kai Gavna. We also have such a lesson, of such a Braisa in regards to the king. Says in regards to the king, Asher Nasi Yechta, that a king will sin. Prat Lekodmos, that he sinned when he was a king, not if he sinned before he was king. Then he doesn't have to bring the male goat. Balo Dinu. Now you could have also learned this from a Kal V'chomer. You could have said like this, V'makoyen Mashiach Shemevi Chatas Amisha Avar. Kohen Gadol is stricter than a king, because a Kohen Gadol brings a karban even if he did the sin after he lost the position. And yet, eno mevi ala kodmos, that he doesn't bring the karban for sins done before he got the position. Nasi shein mevi chatasu mishavar, a king who doesn't bring his special karban if he did the sin after he lost the position. Eno den shlo yavi ala kodmos, so certainly he shouldn't have to have an obligation to bring a sin, to bring his special karban for the sins he did before he got the position. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a Kal V'chomer. I can tell you, Malam Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol maybe is different. Shkenin maybe Bishigas Maisa. He's more lenient. He doesn't bring a sin offering when it's just a mistake. Tomer Benasi, whereas a king, maybe Bishigas Maisa, he brings his karban when it's just a regular mistake without a ruling before. So I would have thought, oh, maybe Bishigas Maisa, since he has to bring, even when it's just a mistake, Yavi Afala Kotmos, maybe he has to bring even for those sins that he did before he became king. That's why I needed the Pasuk, Tamalom, that's why I have the Pasuk. Asher Nasi Yechta, that a king will sin. Kishechata Vareu Nasi. When does he have to bring a carbon? When he sinned, when he was a king. Not for, doesn't have to bring his special carbon for sins that he did when he was still not yet a king, when he was a mere hedjo. The pasuk says, "Asher nasi yechta." Now that's a strange phrase. It should have said, "Im nasi yechta." If a king will sin, why? "Asher nasi yechta." Literally, that a king will sin. Yochum zera is Hashem saying, "I'm decreeing the king will sin." No, Talmud Lomar. The verse says in regards to Kohen Gadol, "Im a Kohen Hamashiach yechta." If the Kohen Gadol will sin, so ma'ala halam likashi yechta. So just like there, it means if he will sin. Afkatz, when it says here, asher, it has to also mean likashi yechta, if he will sin. It's not a decree that he will sin. Amar, we just learned the Brisa. Yochel gzeira, is it possible that Hashem is decreeing that the king will sin? Amar says, gzeira meicha tesa, where do we ever find such a thing, that God decrees that bad things are going to happen? So Amriyin said, yeah, we have such things. Ashkechad. For example, the pasuk says, "V'nasati negat saras b'beis eretz achuzasam." Hashem didn't say, "If you come into the land, you might find saras in your home." Hashem says, "And I will place saras in your homes," because as we know, that actually it's a blessing to have saras in the home, because the Canaanites hid their wealth in the walls. So Hashem said, "Sometimes I reward you. I put saras in your home. You have to remove the bricks, and you find the wealth." So there was besurahi. It was good news. Besura yilehem. That they're going to have tzaras. That's Reb Yudah says. Reb Shimon says, no, it's not that it's a good thing. I'm going to give you tzaras. Prat l'nigei onsin. It's saying if there's tzaras, to exclude tzaras that comes from some other cause, some external factor, that doesn't create tumah.
So
it's not like... Isn't Reb Yudah saying that this is informing them there will be tzaras? There will be tzaras. So how could you say? So I would say here too, Asher Nasi Yechta, that it's a decree that it will happen. You're going to have kings who will sin. So the Gemara says, Hilkach Siv Im. That's why it said if a Kohen Gadol sins. By saying if a Kohen Gadol sins, it's to teach you that when it's said by a king that he will sin, it means also not that necessarily he will sin. It means if he will sin. Question?
So the Soras, the penalty for Soras is not as leprosy's penalty.
And we're talking about leprosy on the walls.
I understand that, but I'm just saying if the king had, Soras...
Not that the king got leprosy. But just saying we're learning from there that sometimes God informs us that there are going to be bad things that will happen.
But if he has leprosy, he has to quit. He has to resign.
We're going to get to that later, yes. We'll get to that. Ulu Rabbi Shimon. Now, going to this brisa. According to Rabbi Shimon, nigei onsin milo mitamu, if you get a tzaras from some type of external factor that doesn't create impurity, but didn't we learn in the brisa? It says about the tzaras on a person. Ki yebor b'saro se'esos apachos o'baheres. Ki yebor b'saro. Since the verse says, Adam ki yeh. So therefore, it's min ha-dibur ve'elach. It's only the tzaras that comes after Hashem gave the Torah that is impure. Asks the Braisa, Elo dinu, isn't it logical to say that? We know that timei bezav v'timei b'negayim. If a person is a zav, Hashem makes him tameh. If a person has tzaras, Hashem makes him tameh. Ma'zav min ha-dibur ve'elach, just like zav is only when the ziva happened after he became, after the Torah was given, as it says, ish ish ki yiyye zav b'saro. Yiyye means if he will be after the Torah is given. Af negoyim min ha-dibur ve'elach, so too when it comes to tzaras. It only creates tumah if he got the tzaras after the Torah was given, not if he had tzaras before the Torah was given, and then the Torah was given. So the Braisa says, lo, you couldn't learn tzaras from ziva. Because I would say like this, if some external factor, let's say he jumps around too much and that's what causes the gonorrhea to come out, he's not a zav. Whereas when it comes to tzaras, whatever reason why it happened, if there's tzaras, he is tummy. So therefore I would think that since tzaras is more expansive than ziva, it could even occur to a person who had tzaras before the Torah was given. Talmud Lomar, that's only the pasuk. Adam ki yeah, man, there will be on him tzaras. Men adibur veilech, after the Torah is given, if he will have tzaras, then he becomes tummy. So you see from this braisa against Rabbi Shimon, presumably. Answer the Gemara, Rav Amar pratla nigei ruchos. It's not such a contradiction. The braisa is talking about a person who gets tzaras, let's say through a bruise or falling, or he got a burn. So here, Rabbi Shimon would agree that there's tumah. When Rabbi Shimon says that tzaras through external factors does not create tumah, it's a tzaras that comes from, let's say, demons, from spirits, or Rav Papa Amar Prat Nigek Shafim, tzaras that comes from magic. So if somebody said black magic and that puts tzaras on a person, there the tzaras doesn't create tumah. And that's where Rav Shimon holds, but it doesn't create tumah. That's why it has to be v'nasati nega tzaras. It has to be that God gave you the tzaras. Not that the tzaras came from black magic. But in regards to, tzaras from a wound, then that would be tumah. Yeah, Rav Shimon would agree that that would be tumah. Now we get to what Baruch has brought up both today and yesterday, a king getting tzaras. Tana Rabbanan, lent in a braisa. The pasuk says, Asher nasi yachta, that a king will sin. So since it says that a king will sin, it has to be when he's a king. Prat l'chola, to exclude a king who got sick, and because he got sick, he couldn't be king anymore. So I said, 1 second, why? Because he gets sick, he can't be the king. It's to exclude a king who gets tzaras. Once a king gets tzaras, he can no longer serve as king. Once he can't serve as king, he wouldn't bring a goat for a sin offering. Shenam, as we find with King Uzziyahu, Vayinaga Hashem es HaMelech, Hashem placed the plague on the king. Vayimitzarad Yomoso, he was a leper till the day he died. Vayeshem Vesachovshim, and he sat in the free house. Yosam ben HaMelech Alabayas, whereas his son Yosam was the one who took over the palace. So Midakamer, since it says, Beveis HaChofshis, he sat in the free house. That means he became free from being king. Michlal Da'ad Hashta Evedav. Till now he was a slave. Till now he was the king. He had to serve the people. But now he was no longer the king. Ki Hadri Rabban Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. Now we're going to have some Agadita, finally. Like with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, Avazim Sfinta, they were traveling on a boat, Bahadur Rabbi Gamliel, with Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel, Ava Peter, Rabbi Gamliel had some bread, he had food for the way. Bahadur Rabbi Yeshua, Ava Peter, Vesulta, whereas Rabbi Yeshua had some bread too, and some fine flour. And the boat was delayed. Shlim Peter Rabbi Gamliel. They finished all the bread of Rabbi Gamliel. Samach Hasulta Rabbi Yeshua. So he had to use some of the fine flour of Rabbi Yeshua. Amar leis Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, "Mi aviyadis to havelani kuba kuli hai? How'd you know? How'd you know we were going to be so delayed? I Hasulta that you brought the fine flour." Amar leis Rabbi Yeshua said, "I didn't know, but I was afraid." There is a certain star, L'shivim Shana Ol, it only shows up once every 70 years. Umate tasapanim, but it, when it shows up, it causes the sailors to make mistakes. V'amarti, so I thought, Shema Yala, maybe it's going to go up. V'yato sonu, we're going to end up being delayed. So I brought a lot of food. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Kol kach biyatcha, you're so smart, you know such things, and you have such good concerns. And you have to travel on the boat to try to do some business and make money. Why can't you make money where you live? I'm a lay. So Rabbi Yeshua said, you're worried about me, that I'm so smart and I'm not making so much money. Why don't you wonder about your students that you have back on the dry land? Rabbi Elazar Chisma and Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, they're so smart in math, they can figure out, they can estimate how many drops there are in the ocean, and yet they don't even have bread to eat, and they don't have clothing to wear. So Rabbi Gamliel said, well, you know what, I'm going to have to make a difference. Nasan daito lo shivan barosh. Rabbi Gamliel decided he's going to appoint them to be Rosh Yeshiva. If they're appointed to be Rosh Yeshiva, then their livelihood's okay, because then the community supports them. Kishala, so when he came to dry land, shalach lahem, he sent to them, v'lo bo, they didn't want to come. Then he sent again. And they did come. Amalehem, he said, Kimidum Matem Shasrarani knows. You say you don't want to come, you don't want to get the position, you don't want the honor. Listen, being Rosh Yeshiva is good for money. You'll be supported by the community. But don't worry, it's no honor. Avodani nosin lachem. I'm giving you slavery. Shenamar, as the verse says, Vayidabre love lemor. And they said to him, today, imayom ti ye'eved lamazev. Today you'll be a slave to this nation. When you're a leader, it's no honor. You're a slave to the nation. You have to jump whenever they call, whenever they need something, you have to do. You are a slave to the people. Tanar Abanu Edina Braisa, the verse says, Asher Nasi Yechta. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Ashrei Ador, fortune is the generation, Shanasi Shalomi Vikarban Al Shulugaso, whose leader has the humility to acknowledge that he makes mistakes and he brings a carbon for his sins. If Nasi Shalom may be carbon, if the Nasi shows that example, that he admits he's wrong and he brings carbonos, you have to have a question what the hedjot's going to do. He's also going to bring carbonos. May be carbon. If he brings a carbon for just a mistake, certainly he's going to feel guilty when he does something on purpose. He's going to do tshuva. It's a great thing when you have a leadership that says, Chatasi, I sinned and I was wrong. Maskifla, Rabba Breda Rabba. So Rabba, the son of Rabba, said, whatever it says, Asher, it's to say it's a great thing. Elameata, so when you have the Pasuk Tachsiv, Ves Asher Chatam in HaKodesh Yishalim, and that which he sinned from the Holy, he shall pay. Or be Rabba Menevat, Tachsiv Asher Chatam Asher Hechtias Yisrael, that he sinned and he caused the Jewish people to sin. Hachanami Ashri Adar Azeh, you're saying, fortune is a generation that has such sins? No, Mar says, no, Shiny Hacha, here it was different. Normally it would say, Im Nasi Yechta. Right, that's the normal thing. But here it said, Asher Nasiyechta. It said, Im HaKoyin HaMashiach. Why did it suddenly say Asher? Here it's to say, where it's a change. It's Ashrei. Fortune is a generation when its leadership sins. And it admits that it sinned. Darash of Nachmer of Chizr of Nachmer of Chizr taught. My dechti, what's the meaning of the verse? Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa La'aretz. There is emptiness that's happening on the earth. Asher Yesh Tzadikim Asher Magiyalim Kamasi Rishayim. That there are Tzadikim who receive that which should be for the Rishayim. And there are Rishayim who get that which should be for the Tzadikim. It means like this. Ashreyam the Tzadikim, fortunate are the Tzadikim Shemagiyalim Kamasi Rishayim Shalolam Abba Ba'olam Hazet. Fortunate are the tzaddikim who get what the Rishayim will get in the next world and this world. The Rishayim in the next world will suffer for all of their averos, whereas their few mitzvahs get paid off already in this world. The tzaddikim who suffer in this world are fortunate, because that way they lose all their averos. But oy lehem l'Rishayim, woe to the wicked, shemagia lehem kemasi tzaddikim, shalom abab, olam hazeh. Woe to the wicked who get some good life in this world, because in the next world, ooh, it's going to be hot. Amar Rava, so Rava said, I understand. Is it bad if tzaddikim have a good life in this world? Let them have both. Let them have a good time in this world and a good time in the next world. El Amar Rava, so Rava said, yeah, okay, read the verse like this. You're right. Fortunate are the tzaddikim who get what the Rishayim get. Fortunate are the tzaddikim who have a good life in this world too. Then they have two worlds. They have a good life in this world and a good life in the next world. Woe to the wicked, but woe to the wicked who receive what the tzaddikim get in this world. In other words, woe to the wicked who will suffer in this world, because in the next world they'll also suffer. So Nebuchadnezzar, he suffers here and he suffers there. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, also lekamed to Rav. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, came to Rav. Amar Luhu, Rav said to them, O Kimtun Masechta Plan, Masechta Plan. Do you know this Masechta? Do you know that Masechta? Amalayin, they said, yeah. Then he asked them, Iatritu Purta, are you a little bit wealthy that you don't have to go out and work all the time and you can be busy learning Torah? Amalayin, yeah, we're a little bit wealthy. The Zavnan Ktina Da'ara, we bought a little bit of land, each one of us, and we, Baruch Hashem, it produces a lot of produce. Hari Alayu, Sarava said, you're the people of this pasuk. Ashrayim letzadikim, fortunate are the tzadikim, shemagi alem kemasei Hashem shebolam hazeh, who have a good life in this world like Rishayim normally have a good life in this world. But olam hazeh, in this world, good, you're going to get two good worlds. This world will be good and the next world will be good for you. Amar Rabbi Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Barchana told him Rabbi Yochanan. My dechti, what's the meaning of the verse? Ki yishrim darchei Hashem, for the ways of God are straight, tzadikim yelkuvam, the tzadikim go in them. Uposhim, but the wicked ones, Yikashlubam, they stumble over them. Adam, it's a parable to two people who each roast their karbanos Pesach. Echad achlo l'shem mitzvah. One eats it as a mitzvah. Echad achlo l'shem achila gasli. The other one's eating his karban Pesach, but he just wants to stuff himself and eat as much as possible. and he doesn't have any thought of mitzvah. So Zeshachlusha mitzvah, the guy who's eating it as a mitzvah, tzadikim yelchubam, he's the tzadikim walking on the ways of Torah. Zeshachlusha machila gasa, the one who's stuffing himself. Ufoshlami kashlubam. Those are the wicked that are stumbling over the mitzvahs. Amale Rish Lakish, Rasha Karsa, why do you call him a Rasha? Nidlo avin mitzvah in amufchar. Okay, he didn't do the ideal mitzvah. Pesach mikl lo kachil, but he's eating a carbon Pesach. Elas, I'll tell you what this verse refers to. Mashlish nebnei adam to two people. Zeishto v'achosimu b'bayis. This one has his wife plus his sister in his house. V'zeishto v'achosimu b'bayis. And this one has his wife and his sister in his house. Echanes damlo ishto. One of them ends up sleeping with his wife. Good. It's a mitzvah. Echanes damlo achosu. The other one ends up sleeping with his sister. Zeishnes damlo ishto. The one who sleeps with his wife. It's tzadikim yelchubam. The tzadikim are going in the ways of the Torah. Zeishnes damlo achosu. The one who sleeps with his sister. Poshmi koshlubam. That's the wicked stumbling over the actions. I said, me dummy, what, that's not the pasuk. Anan kamin and chada derech. The pasuk says there's one path. Some people do well with it. Some people don't do well with it. Hachash nedrachim. Here, there are two different paths. There's a mitzvah and an avera. Elamashal elotishte benosav. The point of the pasuk is for Lot and his two daughters, which it was an avera. It was incest. Bach and his kavim l'shem mitzvah. The daughters were intending for a mitzvah. Hinch and his kavim l'shem mitzvah. They thought the world was destroyed and they have to procreate to keep people in this world. So it's tzadikim yelchubam, even though it was an avera, it's the ways of the tzadikim. Good things happen from it. Mashiach comes from it. Hushin is kavan l'shem avera, but he whose intentions were for an avera, who poshim yikashlubam, those are the wicked, stumbling. Dilmahunami l'shem mitzvah humachavin. How do you know Lot was trying to do an avera? Maybe Lot was trying to do a mitzvah. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, if you read the pasuk about Lot carefully, you see it's all averos. Kala pasuk hazel l'shem avera ne'emar. Because it says about Lot, what does it mean? He lifted his eyes. That's to remind you of the verse, Vatisa Esha Sadonav Esaneha, with the wife of Potiphar. The wife of Potiphar wanted to have relations with Yosef. She lifted her eyes. Esaneh, his eyes. That's to remind you of Shimshon, Vayomer Shimshon. Osakachli, Kihi Ishara Be'enai. She's the one I want in my eyes. And Vayar, he saw, is to connect you to Vayar, Osa Shechem ben Chamor, when Shechem ben Chamor saw Dina, it's called Kikar Yardin, the entire Kikar Yardin, that's a reference to Mishle Kibad Isha Zona, when a man goes with prostitutes, at Kikar Lachim, he becomes impoverished till the loaf of bread. Kichula Mashkef, where it was all watered, as the verse says, Elcha Harema Havai, I will go after those who love me, Nosne Lachmi, Umei Maitzamri, Pishti Shamni Vishikuyai. So we find that Lot was a man always thinking about Znus. So when he was with his daughters, it was for Znus too. What do you mean it was for Znus? Well, Menas Anis, he had no choice. He was drunk. They slept with him. So Tana Mishum Rabbi Yosef Reb Choni, Lama Nakud Al Vav Uvikuma. Why is there a dot on the Vav in the word Uvikuma when she got up, Shabachirav, the older daughter? Lama let to tell you, Shabashich Balo Yada. When she lay down with him, he was asleep and he didn't know. Aval Bakuma Yada. But when she got up, he did know. And he still was happy. What do you mean? My havali lemed. What should he have done? My havahava. Whatever happened, happened. Oh, nafkamina d'lefnani achbina loy b'ilu nisha. The next night he shouldn't have gotten drunk. Why did he get drunk the next night after he knows what his daughter did to him the first night? So you see, he was mezana. He was looking for znus. He's the person who stumbles in this concept of an aveira lishma, of a sin for positive motivations. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael, L'Fichah Kirbalem Tonglo Mitzvah, Shneem Ratzah Chavetz Amantzit Go, Yagdil Teravi Adir.